This podcast is a presentation of UCTV.tv, University of California Television. Like what you learn? Help others discover UCTV podcasts by leaving a comment or rating in iTunes. Also, make sure to check out and subscribe to our YouTube original channel, UCTV Prime, available only on YouTube at youtube.com/UCTV Prime. This UCTV podcast is sponsored in part by Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of digital audiobooks available, including many by guests you've heard here on UCTV. Audible.com is offering UCTV podcast listeners a free 30-day trial subscription and one free audiobook download. Just visit audibletrial.com/UCTV to sign up. That's audibletrial.com/UCTV. And thanks.
I decided to handpick the best chamber orchestra anywhere. And so I invited all the best players from American orchestras, principal of the Met Orchestra, New York Philharmonic, Montreal Symphony, LA Philharmonic, Chicago Symphony, Minnesota Orchestra. The list goes on and on. And so after the orchestra was booked, and at the same time I approached Ken Nagano, who had come to Summerfest many, many years ago, and asking him if he would be ever consider the idea of coming to La Jolla again. And much to my happiness, he agreed and also worked out in such a way that he was able to come for the finale. And he's very, you know, immensely busy, and he just finished, he's currently still doing a ring cycle in Munich. And so he's a very, very busy guy. And so I'm very happy that Kent Nagano could come. And then with Kent over email and any back and forth, we worked out a program that was appropriate for Sherwood Auditorium because it's not a very big hall. And also the orchestra is a chamber orchestra. As you know, the stage is only so big on Sherwood, so we can't have a full-size symphony. So anyway, we worked out a great program of, you know, Rossini, Beethoven Piano Concerto, Mendelssohn Italian Symphony, and this crazy Ludwig Maurer concertante for four violins.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Ludwig Mahler was a German composer who had ended up in the Tsar's court in St. Petersburg. And he wrote this very unusual piece that showcases four violins. And it's a really fun work for the soloist. And I would call this piece sort of like Rossini, Paganini in Germany. It's very virtuosic for the four soloists. And the orchestra just provides background. It's one of those really crowd-pleasing sort of bonbon type of work. And it doesn't pretend to be a great piece. But the funniest thing is that there's no score of this piece around anywhere. It's just simply not published. Nobody knows where the score is. So all Kindergarten has to work with is a piano score. But oddly enough, the orchestra parts are there, but there's no orchestra score. I don't know how that came into being. And only one edition, one publisher in the world has this set of orchestra parts, but nobody, not even the publisher, has an orchestra score. But I just wanted to reassure all those listeners who might get concerned over Ken Nagano's fate in not having an orchestra score is that the work is not difficult in that sense. Like, you need to have an entire score for the orchestra in order to make it work. It still works even with a piano reduction.
Thank you.
Ken really wanted to have a festive ending. He knew this was the finale. So he was very keen about having some sort of happy music. So the entire program is very sunny. You know, he wanted to reflect. I mean, he took great pains to consider various options. He wanted, we tossed around the Brahms D major serenade, a work that's not often heard. And then we thought Mendelssohn Italian Symphony with its immensely energetic and sunny disposition that will best reflect the beautiful, the ocean and La Jolla's nature out there. And he thought that would be a nice thing to end. And we agreed that maybe that's better than Brahms in this case, for this particular occasion. And of course, Rossini and Beethoven's Second Concerto with Mari Kodama, his wife, Ken's wife, soloist. And all those things are, you know, very vivacious, debonair music. And so I think it's a very fitting conclusion to this festival.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.